Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Financiera Independencia's first quarter 2023 results conference call. My name is Joe, and I'll be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the speaker's remarks, there'll be a question and answer session. As a reminder, this video conference is being recorded. For opening remarks and introductions, I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Iván Barona, Financiera Independencia's Chief Financial Officer. Mr. Barona, you may begin.
Good morning. Thank you for joining Findep's first quarter 2023 results conference call. With me today is Mr. Eduardo Mesmaeher, our Chief Executive Officer. We published our first Q23 results yesterday, which are available on our investor relations website at findep.mx. I would like to remind you that the information shared during this conference call may include forward-looking statements and as such are subject to assumptions, uncertainties, risks, and other factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those described, including risks that may be beyond the company's control. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Eduardo Mesmaeher.
Thank you, Iván. Good morning, everyone. Our results for this quarter reflect the continued emphasis on executing our priorities that are improving our maturities profile, strengthening our balance sheet, and maintaining positive profitability trends. I will start with some highlights for our first quarter 2023 operations. Reported net profit for the quarter reached 166 million pesos, 13% higher year-on-year, standing once more as the highest for a first quarter in over a decade. Our results were mainly driven by efficiency. Our costs were 1% lower in the first quarter 2023 year-on-year, while our cost as a percentage of our average portfolio decreased to 31% from 34% observed during the first quarter 2022. We strengthened our balance sheet with a decrease of 760 million pesos in net debt quarter-on-quarter, outpacing our portfolio sequential contraction of 507 million pesos. We closed the quarter with 1.1 billion pesos of cash position. Our equity to asset ratio advanced 260 basis points during the quarter and stood at 43%. Net interest income during the quarter reached 1.05 billion pesos, standing 8% higher year-on-year, in line with the loan portfolio expansion. Provisions for loan losses was 333 million pesos in the first quarter 2023, with a 17% decrease when compared with 404 million pesos of fourth quarter 2022. On a year-on-year comparison, we witnessed a 17% increase in this line. Provision for loan losses to average loans increased from 15 to 16% year-on-year. Our 1% year-on-year decrease in operating expenses compares favorably with a 4% expansion in the loan portfolio. This performance was able to offset higher credit costs during the quarter, yielding a 166 million pesos net profit, standing 13% above last year. Our loan portfolio reached 8.05 billion pesos. The Mexican peso appreciation took a toll on the consolidated figure. Under constant FX, the portfolio would have posted a 9% year-on-year expansion versus a 4% in reported figures. In the first quarter 2023, loan origination was 1.05 billion pesos. This figure stands 18% below last year's figure, reflecting a more prudent stance favoring high-quality origination due to recent macroeconomic headwinds. The Stage 3 loan portfolio over total portfolio stood at 6.5% in the first quarter 2023, 20 basis points below the 6.7% observed in the last quarter, and 70 basis points above the 5.8% from 12 months ago. Findep's write-offs amounted to 435 million pesos in the first quarter, standing 13% above those witnessed in the fourth quarter 2022, and 45% higher than the first quarter 2022 figure. Compared to the average portfolio, trailing 12 months write-offs increased from 14 to 18% year-on-year. Coverage ratio reached 205%, measured as allowance for loan losses over Stage 3 loans, standing 3 percentage points above the 202% observed in the last quarter and below the 218% from 12 months ago. Cash and cash equivalents reached 1.1 billion pesos. This figure stood 20% above last year's and represents roughly 10% of total assets. It is important to note that during the quarter, the company used roughly $21.9 million in our senior unsecured debt exchange offer. Our exchange offer obtained 64.4% acceptance, reducing our 2024 maturities by $104 million. This result favorably impacts our maturity profile and reinforces our commitment to our funders, investors, customers, and collaborators. As such, our net debt decreased 19% year-on-year, from 4.7 billion pesos back in the first quarter 22 to 3.8 billion pesos in the first quarter 23. On a neutral FX basis, net debt declined 13% year-on-year. Also, our solvency ratio reached 43% in the first quarter 23, compared to the 39% observed 12 months earlier. The company's return on equity ratio improved on a yearly basis from 13.4% to 13.9% year-on-year, and return on assets ratio grew from 5.4% to 5.8%. When considering tangible equity, the return on tangible equity remained unchanged at 17.7%. Now, I would like to dwell into each one of the subsidiaries' performance during the quarter. Independencia currently represents 35% of the total portfolio, reaching roughly 2.8 billion pesos and a client base of 177,000. Performing loans grew 248 million pesos, or 10% year-on-year, while its NPL ratio grew from 5 to 5.8%. As for Apoyo Económico Familiar, its loan portfolio totaled 2.0 billion pesos, 25% of the company total, serving a client base of roughly 98,000. Performing loans grew 162 million pesos, or 9% year-on-year, while its NPL ratio improved from 8.5% to 8.1%. Finally, Apoyo Financiero finished the quarter with a loan portfolio of 3.2 billion pesos, $179 million, with a client base of over 35,000. AFI's loan portfolio represents 40% of the company total and grew $8.6 million year-on-year. AFI's NPLs increased from 4.8% to 6.1%. AFI efficiencies remained present in the first quarter 23, posting a reduction in the non-interest expense to average portfolio ratio from 14% in 2022 to 11% in the quarter. This managed to partially offset increased credit cost in the quarter related to asset quality deterioration on the back of macroeconomic pressures. The overall performance in the quarter reflects a successful execution of our strategy, particularly in a complex economic context. We will continue to focus on prudent growth and efficiency to sustain our results. I will now turn the call over to Iván so he can provide details of our first quarter financials. Go ahead, Iván.
Thank you, Eduardo. In the first quarter of 23, interest income was 1.22 billion pesos, a 10% year-on-year expansion aided by a 4% increase in the loan portfolio. Interest expense posted a 24% year-on-year increase, reaching 163 million pesos. It is important to highlight that the cost of funding as a percentage of the average interest-bearing liabilities remained contained, increasing by 280 basis points year-on-year to 12.3%, despite the higher rates environment experienced in Mexico with a 480 basis points hike and in the US with a 445 basis points hike. Net interest income of 1.05 billion pesos was 8% higher than the one witnessed during the first quarter of 22. The provision for loan losses was 333 million pesos, 17% higher on a yearly basis. Non-interest expense during the quarter came in 1% lower in comparison to the 8% increase in the net interest income and the 8% year-on-year expansion in the total loan portfolio, underscoring the efficiencies achieved on our operations. With all the above explained, the company highlights this as our strongest profit for a first quarter in over a decade. The corporate strategy took our company to a strong financial position with a liquidity buffer that represents roughly 10% of the total assets and a high solvency ratio. Cash and cash equivalents closed the quarter at 1.1 billion pesos, 20% above the one witnessed a year ago and 4% above last quarter's. Our interest-bearing liabilities reached 4.93 billion pesos at the end of the quarter, standing 718 million below the last quarter's. This figure comes on the back of a reduction in our unsecured debt. It is important to note that due to our senior notes exchange offer, we paid down roughly $20.8 million. Furthermore, the Mexican peso appreciation also impacted this figure. When adjusting for foreign exchange impacts, the total debt declined 474 million pesos during the quarter, or 8% quarter on quarter. Our operating cash flow during the quarter reached 606 million pesos. We reached a solvency ratio of 43% during the first quarter of 23, compared to 39% observed back in the first quarter of 22. Our tangible equity to net debt stands at 99%. Overall, the company reflects a more comfortable maturities profile, higher capitalization, and improved profitability. Now, I would like to open the call to questions. Operator, please do so.
Thank you, Ivan. We will now conduct a Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press the raise hand button located at the bottom of the screen. If you are connected via telephone, please dial star 9. We remind you that all lines have been placed on mute. When it is your turn to ask a question, you'll be given permission to speak. You will then be able to unmute yourself and ask your question. We will now pause for questions. Our first question comes from Ivan Komenko. Please state your company name and ask your question.
Hello, thanks for the call. Ivan Komenko from H3 Capital. Taking it after the tender offer after the exchange, you still remain cash rich. Are there any buybacks planned in, or if yes, which maturity will you execute the first? Thank you.
We frankly we do not have a buyback strategy or policy. It is much more on an opportunistic way, and it really depends on the levels at which the bond is traded and offered. No, there is usually a little volume, so it would really depend on the availability of the different materials.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Nick Dimitrov. Please state your company name and ask your question.
Hi there, good morning. Nick Dimitrov, Morgan Stanley. Just a couple of questions from me. So on the Q4 earnings call, you did sound cautious regarding the US or your operations in the US. You did say that you're not going to grow. You're going to look to kind of revamp your scoring models. And I was wondering, I noticed that your origination declined, and it did decline in the US, which kind of ties very well with what you said on the Q4 earnings call. But I was wondering, where are you in the process of repositioning the US business?
So, in terms of, let's say, repositioning in terms of client segment, we are not. No, we continue committed to the same client segment. Many people characterize our business as subprime. It is not really subprime. We serve mostly near prime, prime, and even super prime customers. In the sense that in the US, it's very difficult to find a unsecured personal loan product. It's not something that banks usually offer. So we continue thinking that this is a very good product for the customers, much better than a credit card in our view. And therefore, remain committed to the segment that we serve with the product that we serve. What we're doing right now is, given the economic uncertainties in the US, we are limiting our origination, especially for new customers. We're focusing our origination on repeat customers, on renewals, on cycle two, cycle three type of customers and above. And even in those cycles, we are being much more prudent in terms of credit line increases or credit amount increases. So we are being very prudent in the US. We are waiting to see how the higher inflation that was not seen in over a decade plays out. We see positive, we definitely see positive signs. The first quarter was not a very typical quarter in terms of our concentration in California and the level of rating that actually California received. No? Of course, after a very long period of drought, the rain was quite welcome, but still affected some of the trades that we serve. No? For example, construction, for example, gardening, were affected by the abnormal level of rains during especially the first couple of months of the quarter. So we remain very cautious in terms of new originations, based on the abnormal situation, let's say, of higher inflation and the abnormal situation in terms of rains that affected some of the trades that we usually originate in, like construction and gardening.
Thank you. And just a quick question on your credit lines. I noticed that they declined marginally, and no surprise there. But if you can kind of give us an update, what amount is still available? If I remember correctly, $1.5 billion was available as of year end 2022. Is this still the amount as of Q1 2023, or it's declined as well?
Yes, basically around 1.4 billion pesos are available. Partially, some of this effect comes on a line that is amortizing with something there, and also the foreign exchange, since we are posing it all in Mexican pesos. Couple of lines there are reflecting the US dollar. However, okay, we are still working constantly with all of our funders in order to guarantee continuity in this regard.
Understood. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. And then going back to the $57 million outstanding that mature next year, if you can kind of give us a timeline in terms of when do you think of starting work on refinancing, that amount? If I remember correctly, on the core earnings call, you still said that securitization is plan A. And I was wondering, just, maybe share the timeline with us.
So essentially, given the results that we posted this year, this quarter, and I think we once again, prove the ability of our company to generate results in cash. Mm-hmm. We believe that we can actually repay the FinDebs 24 with our operating flows. You know? Of course, we continue pursuing the securitization in the US. Uh-huh. And it is something that's going to take time. We also do not want to take, unfavorable conditions if we are seeing that there could be declining rates in the future, no? So we remain working on the asset-backed security emission, but we believe it is not absolutely necessary for addressing our July 24 commitments, given the level of cash that we're generating with the company.
Okay. No, it does sound, it does make sense. So it seems like plan A is more like plan B now. But I hear you on the rationale. Great. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Just a comment. No, I guess it would be a very good line to have to start growing again in the US. Yeah. And that depends obviously on the availability of the line, but also on the economic conditions. No? When we see economic conditions to start growing again in the US, that would be a very good line to have.
Yeah, okay. Makes sense, thank you.
We will pause for further questions. As a reminder, to ask a question from a phone line, dial *9. Or if you've joined over the internet, please press the raise hand button at the bottom of your screen. We have not received any further questions at this point, so that concludes our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the call back over to Mr. Ivan Baroma for some closing remarks.
Thank you very much for your time and interest in Financiera Independencia. The information presented today confirms that our strategy has been paying off and demonstrates our market leadership. If you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact me. My contact information is available on our website, findep.mx. Have a great day.